You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
3 minutes after 2 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. Momo, singing for John. Producer
Game
Lindsay.
Game on!
Why?
Game on!
Producer Lindsay just walked in here with a Cavs jersey.
Yeah.
She was wearing a Cavs hat, and the jersey had Ramona's last name on it.
Nice.
So it was like one of those media
Lindsay's
gifts.
Now running in to show us on social media.
Yeah.
There you go.
So good.
It's a good-looking jersey, and on the back, it says, Shelburne!
And I was like, why don't you just take that off? How do you get letters removed from a jersey?
It's a good question.
It's probably like iron-on,
well,
right?
Above my pay grade.
Somebody can write in and tell us.
Why 24? Is that your?
Is that probably, who is it? Donovan Mitchell. I thought it was like 24, like 2024 or something.
That's what I thought too.
Maybe.
Yeah. Coming to the Lakers next year. Donovan Mitchell.
More like Trae Young.
More like Trae Young?
That's probably.
And Bronny James. Anyway.
That's probably going to happen.
You think it is going to happen?
Incredible. Yeah. It's just incredible.
Do you think he's coming out after this year?
I do.
And you think he will follow the Lakers?
I think they will find a way to get him.
Wow.
And now
the only question is how.
He once scored 6 points in a USC basketball game.
Hey. Okay. So
two in a double overtime loss.
I will tell you this. You are... Troll.
Yeah,
the troll. Kid had a heart condition. I mean, you know, we gotta give him a break here. You know, like,
but it's not about him. It's
he's
more
on
about
a developmental curve.
It well,
like Bergman.
So wait a
developmental.
Minute.
What
curve.
Better way to develop than
in
play
the
alongside
NBA.
The greatest player of all time?
Michael Jordan's coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
the greatest player of his generation.
Okay, I'll give you that.
There you go.
Fine.
So
music died out right then.
Yeah,
it really did.
Did that
just fell off a cliff right there, huh?
So, are you going to bag on Dave Roberts again all year?
No.
You're
I
be
would
kind?
Simply say this.
Yeah.
That if Dave Roberts has another season where they're the best team in baseball.
Yes. And he will.
And they're the best team in the NL. Yeah. And they win another division title. What will this be? Number
they
14?
Will. Yeah.
Is it 14?
No, it's not 14. It's 11.
I was doing it for
12,
dramatic effect.
Something like that.
And then they get swept. Or actually, if they don't make it to the World Series
yes.
with the talent, we have the bobblehead in the other room ready to go.
You will smash the bobblehead.
We will smash it yet again. It is simply, I am a Dodgers fan, even though people accuse me of not being. Just because I'm in Orange County doesn't make me an Angels fan. Although I used to go to the Angels game as a kid because you could go for like $7 and sit behind the plate.
By the way, that's their billboard now. Great seats, great prices.
Right.
Great seats, great prices. Whoa. That's our slogan. Great seats, great prices.
So Dave Roberts, if you do it again, I'll back on him. As everybody in Los Angeles should.
By the way, I asked for a change at manager after last season. After last season.
Okay. Last season.
After they
but this season you
didn't. Yes, I did.
You only because I smashed the ball.
Wait a minute. Bergman, did I or did I not say the Dodgers? I think you said it too. The Dodgers needed a change at manager after this last year.
Both of us absolutely did.
Yeah, both of us absolutely did.
Because when they lose this year, gone.
Yeah, I agree. If they lose this year,
other than
gone.
leaving pitchers in a little too long this year, how is it Dave Roberts' fault that Freddie and Mookie couldn't hit the playoffs?
There is something about a leader, right?
Oh.
Is there not?
Je ne sais quoi.
So, why is Phil Jackson the greatest coach ever in basketball?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No, I know. I would think so.
I mean, you could get an argument for Pop or whatever, but okay.
But
I agree on Phil.
Because he knew how to lead amazing talent. Obviously, if he didn't have Kobe and Shaq and if he didn't have Jordan and Pippen, it's not the same. But he knew how to lead them. Something happens with Dave Roberts-led teams when they get to the playoffs. And by the way, this isn't a small sample size. It's continuous.
Yeah.
Right.
Other than in 2020 when you had the
season
shortened.
Although he is 4 years removed from a World Series.
Shortened season. You didn't have the wear and tear. You didn't have the mental wear and tear that seems to happen to Clayton Kershaw every time he gets in the playoffs.
Yeah. It's not mental. It's physical wear and tear, I think.
But that's
Kershaw.
Part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
I said this after last year. If Tommy Lasorda was the manager.
They win three World Series with this talent.
Yeah, I agree.
He won in 88 with no talent.
Yeah, I think if
Kirk
Tommy
Gibson was on one leg.
Do we know if Tommy was like all that, or is it just the mystique
Momo,
of Tommy?
Momo, you're from here. How can you do this?
I was at the
Olympics. How can you turn on your city?
I was at the Olympics when Team USA won the gold medal with all minor league talent.
And it was Tommy.
He was the manager.
I mean, listen, I grew up on Tommy Lasorda, okay? I do not want to speak ill of Tommy Lasorda. He is a legend. I rode a bus one time for like 8 hours from Dodger Stadium to Phoenix with Tommy Lasorda. I heard all the stories. He took credit for everybody's career. It was unbelievable.
By the way, the Lasorda family of wines is very good wine, too.
Yeah, is it? I love Tommy. Like, Tommy, like, he is, but I don't know how much of it was Tommy, like, he was just loud, and he was out there.
There was,
fire.
He's the
fire,
but he was very different than Dave Roberts, who's businesslike and
how many Hall of Famers did Lasorda have on the 81 or 88 team?
Kirk Gibson, is he in the Hall of Fame?
No, not in the Hall of Fame.
Oral, did he make that?
Oral should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oral should be
for that season, but he's not
for that season.
Fernando in 81.
Fernando not in.
Not in.
Yeah.
Garvey running for governor.
Yeah, should be in the Hall of Fame. Garvey should be in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Random.
Garvey.
No, he's running for Senate.
Senate. Okay, one of those. Yeah.
Lopes is running for governor.
Is he?
No.
Not that we know of.
All former Dodgers running for office.
By the way, what is Sedano wearing? What's going on here?
He's had a busy day. He was on the NBA show, on some show. He was on some show with Winhurst.
Oh, he wasn't on with me.
Oh, okay. So that was a different NBA show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably got up early and did the get up.
It was the Hoops Collective.
Oh, it was the Hoops Collective.
Oh, he did that.
But it was on TV.
Yes. Yeah, they've been putting the podcast on TV now.
Oh, wow. I like the Hoops Collective.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
You want to hear some dirt? This is kind of fun.
About the Hoops Collective?
I mean,
there's Hoops Collective dirt, everybody.
Wow. All right. Standing by.
So they're putting all the podcasts on TV now.
Right.
Okay. Which is, you know, standard now. Everybody's on YouTube. Like us.
Yeah, we're on YouTube now.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of like, you might have to choose your podcasts. Like, they don't really want a lot of crossover. So if you do TV with if you're a Hoops Collective person, you can't also like be a low post person. You gotta like choose.
Oh, so you gotta choose between Brian Windhorst and Zach Lowe.
What am I gonna do?
Which one did you choose?
I don't know. Well, Zach asked me last week, so I might just be team Zach.
You're a Zach?
I mean, I might be. I don't know. I was on his show last week, so I don't know if it disqualifies
me. Oh, now Windhorst may say, no, she already
You're
did the Zach
me.
Show.
I know.
It's I'm
like
out.
It's like the Bone Thugs and Harmony song.
You know what it is? It's like Joan Rivers and Johnny Carson back in the day. Remember they said
she didn't ask permission. That was the problem.
But Johnny said, if you go on the Joan Rivers show, you will never be on my show again. So nobody went on Joan Rivers show.
But she also didn't go to him. I've read a few books on this. She didn't go to him and say, hey, this opportunity. She just
100%, 100%,
did it. And he was insulted.
Went.
And you don't go against Johnny Carson at that time. He was the godfather.
He was king of the night.
Yeah, this is about like you got to pick which side, yo.
I don't know.
Are you going to wear red today? I'd be on the low and blow, low and the down low podcast.
What was that? The low and what?
I have a cough drop in my low post.
Oh, it's a cough drop.
Or are you going to choose blue? And be on the Hoop Collective.
There you go.
Are you team Windhorst or team Zach?
I'm team Windhorst because I've never met Zach, and Windhorst is a great guy.
I know. I like Brian too.
Yeah, I do too.
Brian's like my buddy.
Really. I'm team Windhorst.
I may have accidentally chosen though.
Yeah,
I mean, I said yes to Zach. He asked me first.
I promised a 2 o'clock call of the day, so
okay,
I want to
do
it. Travis in Oxnard, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So I called before the Super Bowl, and you were ready to taste my tears after the game. I will say, so for the common person, my answer to this question. For the common person, go to the championship or divisional round game. It's so much funner. You're more around your own fans. Most of the people who go to the Super Bowl don't even watch Super Bowl. They just got the money or the sponsorship.
Like Mace.
Great experience. You know, I wouldn't trade it for anything but my team to have won. Glad I did it. But for anyone wondering, just go to the conference championship.
So you're a Niners fan, sir?
Yes, sir.
Don't you think that Shanahan should be fired?
Whoa.
No.
Actually, I don't.
So what's going to change next year?
By the way, with Morales, all roads lead to that guy should be fired.
I'm sorry. If you continue to choke like Dave Roberts, you should be fired. What's going to change next year? And he threw his defensive coordinator under the bus. That's a Mason move.
He totally did.
He did.
Oh, I didn't lose it. Let's throw the guy who coached the best defense in the league under the bus.
By the way, Travis, I could not agree with you more. Thoughts and prayers on the Niners losing. I'm very... heartfelt thoughts.
I took some chutzpah to call in here as a Niners sure. fan after
but
that.
But I'm glad you called back in. Yeah. Now, were you upset by the way Shanahan used the overtime rules?
Okay, I'm not mad at him getting the ball first. I'm mad at him not going for a touchdown. If you're going to go, if you're going to get the ball first, know that you have to get a touchdown. No, Pat Mahomes is on the other side. You know, analytics, if they were going to go for two after the touchdown, there's nothing you could do about it. But yeah, I'm not mad at him getting the ball first, especially since the defense just gave up 80 yards on that last drive and they were tired, you know, get him off of there.
He lost two players.
The players not knowing the rules, there's no excuse for that.
Right.
That's actually inexcusable.
Now, how does it feel as a Niners fan to know that your championship window is closed?
It's closed. Oh. No, that is right. If they keep Kyle Shanahan, it's closed.
Well, I don't believe it's
Kyle
Shanahan.
He's a Super Bowl choker.
They've got other issues, player personnel issues. It's not going to be Kyle Shanahan.
He's choked in three Super Bowls.
But the window is closed. Do you agree with that, Trav?
I did say at the beginning of the year, this was our last chance. So there's a slim chance that next year, but after that, it's over. I mean, we're looking at losing receivers. We're looking at losing core defensive players. Like, this was our last shot.
I think they're losing Ayuk this year. I think he's getting traded. It makes too much money.
Well, listen, bang, bang, you're one of the faithful. Thoughts and prayers. See ya.
And this, by the way, DeMarco Farr.
Nice, you enjoyed that so much. I really did.
I love the championship window close thing. Yeah.
DeMarco Farr made this point on the Corporate Greg and DeMarco Farr show.
Yes.
Which was, this trickles down. So you have defensive players that are pissed now.
Mm-hmm.
This erodes a locker room because of what Kyle Shanahan did by throwing the defensive coordinator under the bus for no reason.
Now say this. He was only there 1 year.
How did it work out? They got to the Super Bowl.
They got to the Super Bowl. They had a lot of talent. But you know what? If you don't get along with somebody, why keep it together?
How do we know we didn't get along?
I'm just assuming there was a personality conflict.
Yeah, here's the conflict.
He was there.
Shanahan choked in the Super Bowl again.
D'Amico Ryans left. He brought in Steve Wilkes.
Yeah.
He didn't feel like there was chemistry.
Yeah.
He's going a different direction.
And unlike Jimmy G, he couldn't throw him under the bus. You can't throw Purdy under the bus for his Super Bowl
performance. No, not at all.
He was calm as could be.
Purdy was good.
He was amazing.
They lost to a better team.
Mm-hmm.
So then why is he throwing somebody under the bus?
He fired somebody.
Uh-huh.
He got rid of. He didn't say it's Steve Wilkes' fault.
So why should
he just
he
said,
be fired?
I want a new defensive
why should
coordinator.
He be fired?
Because Kyle Shanahan is one of the state-of-the-art head coaches in the NFL.
That chokes in the Super Bowl. Just like Dave Roberts is the best manager in baseball until the
playoffs.
Who
else should be fired? Who else,
Morales? They should have fired Marv Levy.
Yeah, well, Marv Levy.
I would have been calling for it if we were.
Bud Grant.
If I was doing sports radio at the age of
fire
six.
Fire Bud Grant.
In Buffalo at WGR.
I thought you were.
Kind of. No, 80 years old.
Not that far. Not that far back. All right, coming up, I want to ask you something about Tony Reale. Something Tony Reale said. You do
I know
around
Tony
the horn
well,
all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
So we'll do that.
Like the nicest man ever.
He has a very good idea, and I will explain it coming up next. Hey, Mirror Audio Video has been serving LA's sports fans for more than 40 years. The team at Mirror Audio Video can deliver for you products and services that others just don't offer, like cutting-edge home automation, better, faster Wi-Fi, especially important when the weather is all wacky like we got right now, incredible surround sound, home theater design, full home security. Set it up, and it's got to be Mirror. We cannot stress this enough. World-class customer service. You know, when you call some big company and they throw you into that automated mess, never going to happen with Mirror. You call, Isaac or Roy pick up the phone, just like that, you're taken care of. So do like we do. And frankly, do like we've done for many, many years. Call Mirror Audio Video today. It's 310-234-4010. That's 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. 310-234-4010. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Nicolette Larson. Look at that. Did you know that, Mace?
Nicolette Larson, I would have gotten this one.
221 on a live imaging Tuesday. Little Yacht Rock, even though John's not here.
Yeah.
You love it.
I have no choice.
If I ran into you at an establishment back in 1978.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been.
And I said, let me buy you a rum and coke.
Yeah.
And let me dance with you to A Lot of Love.
Nicolette Larson. What about Yvonne Elliman?
I love Yvonne Elliman. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Which song did she do?
I don't know how to love you.
Chris, you saying that now has made me rethink my whole view of you.
Which thing?
I think that you were born in the wrong
decade. Yeah, no, I would have been amazing in the 70s.
You would have been amazing. I would have really
I would have been a disco queen. I would have been at Studio 54.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big chains, a lot of drugs.
Have you watched that great documentary?
Yes.
About Studio 54.
And the movie I watch all the time, too.
Oh, so good. So, I would have loved to have gone there.
Ian Schrager has done amazing things since. He has, I think, 100 very high-end boutique hotels.
And then Steve Rebell, the other one, passed away,
But they came out of jail.
You know what we should do?
And built this hotel that was incredible in New York, changed the game.
Wow.
Some people are just brilliant like that. Like people used to always say with Dr. Buss, if he became broke, he could do it all over again.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
We should do a 70s themed Mandy's Awards.
Well, we might be doing a Yacht Rock thing.
Right. By the way, I saw the big expeditions coming up. I got an email from
Expedition.
What are you talking about?
From Steph about Yachtly Crew.
Yeah, at the Whiskey at the end of March. But we are in conversations that we might get the Yachtly Crew guys in here to talk about that event. We might have some tickets to give away. And they might be performing at Mandy's 3.
Fantastic.
What?
Which means I've got to wear the sailor outfit the whole show.
Of course you do. Yacht Rock. Of course you do.
You got a sailor outfit?
No, they'll provide it, hopefully.
Oh, okay.
Yes, exactly.
And then Cappy and I, in our sailor outfits, post-Mandy's, will show up at Mason's home. And we'll say,
there's no way. By the way, this is the week that Juan's going away.
Wait. This was the week we were supposed to splish-splash in the tub.
Do you want to come to my jacuzzi?
I appreciate that.
You're
Momo,
invited to everybody's jacuzzi except mine.
It's amazing.
You can come to my house. You can. I mean, there might be kids in there. Could we keep
in
there?
I don't know if I don't know if Cappy and I.
I got a big jacuzzi.
I understand, but I don't know if that pops the same like bit level. Like us in your jacuzzi isn't the same as Mace. You saw the dump truck video.
Yeah, I know.
And the whole point was that Juan didn't want it to happen.
Right.
And Mace undercover on the DL, as they say.
Yeah.
Was going to have Cappy. I think he was looking forward to Cappy.
Oh, you were waiting until Juan went out of town.
And then I said, okay, here's what's going to happen. He said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And there's no way he wouldn't find out.
But what if you just got it like a whole extra round of chlorine afterwards? What if you say, well,
you'd have to drain it.
Yeah, so what?
You'd
have
to start over.
It would have been everywhere. On our way there, we would have started the social media. It would have been like that. What was the movie in the 90s that was the Blair Witch Project? We would have gone, we're almost in Mace's hot tub. What's that sound?
There's snot coming out of your nose as you're breathing.
Exactly.
The shaky cam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we would have had multiple cams set up.
Yeah. So what did I say? A Tony Reale thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do some content if that's okay. Yeah,
no,
so you're good with this.
No, I'm not.
So Tony Reale, who's the host of Around the Horn, and you go on Around the Horn all the time.
Yes.
Announced, I guess last week, there are certain words, terms, and phrases that have been banned from Around the Horn.
He made it official.
So these are the bans: elite.
Yep.
Narrative.
Yes.
Problematic.
Uh-huh.
Optics.
Oh, yeah.
In the conversation.
I go down for that one all the time.
In the conversation.
Oh, yeah. I get muted for that.
Having said that.
I don't say that.
At the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
That everybody uses that one. Goalie standing on his head.
Oh, I never used
super
that.
Super cliche. Legacy.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
And asterisk. There's an asterisk on this.
Right.
Right. Now, the question is, what other sports terms, phrases should we ban here?
I think nobody else should be able to dub themselves nation, okay?
Oh, that's good.
Right? Like, there is a Raider Nation, That is a real thing.
Yes. There's a Lakers nation.
There is a Lakers nation. There are several franchises that can claim that they have a nation.
Yes.
But we need to cap it. That's enough.
No more nations.
We're not doing people Cardinals nation.
Right, they'll throw out Steeler nation, Cowboys nation.
No.
Too many nations.
Too many nations.
Yes. It's all about the Raider nation.
Yeah.
I almost forgot I'm a Raiders fan.
Oh, yeah.
Raiders.
That's how deep a fan you
are.
I almost forgot I was a Raiders fan.
If you have a theme song as cool as this, then you can have a nation too.
Right.
But no one does.
Okay, so when I hear my big pet peeve, this one should go away. Score the basketball.
Oh, yeah, that needs to stop.
He scores the basketball. That is ridiculous. He just scored. He didn't score the basketball. It's a completely unnecessary phrase.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Bergman, anything come to mind? Phrases you'd like to ban?
It is what it is.
Oh, that's another one. Is what it is.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day is on his list.
Don't like at the end of the day.
Yeah. What about full stop?
No, I don't say that.
I like to say it because it makes me sound smart.
Travis,
full stop. Does Travis do full stop?
He does full stop a lot.
I go down a lot for optics, narrative, and what's the last one you said? I never say elite. That started with a
in the conversation.
I don't go down for that anymore.
So they're still allowing on ATH president of the handsome man community, or
I believe they are. I don't believe that has been banned.
That hasn't
Tony
been banned
Raleigh.
Yet.
I say the optics on that are terrible.
It didn't get a better laugh.
I'll say like, hey, the optics on paying players to win an All-Star game is terrible. These guys, optics. And he'll go. Band word. And I'm like, but it is optics. Yeah.
The big one is narrative. You writerly people are always talking about this narrative and that narrative.
I know.
What's the storyline? The storyline here.
I know, but that's just
another
a synonym.
Storyline is a synonym for
narrative.
Narrative. But I'd say ban both.
What other words can I have?
I don't know. You went to Stanford. Tell me.
Theme. Trope.
Oh, no, don't go trope.
I don't know.
Don't go trope.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard because I want to just say narrative.
Yeah, narrative is something writerly people say.
Legacy, yeah. Asterisk, yeah, that's a whole thing.
Brian, anything you want to ban?
I got one for baseball. I don't like the spin rate.
Oh,
wait a minute. Spin rate's an actual thing.
It's just a thing.
It's spinning, you're right. It's like,
but it's the number
just
of
pitching.
Revolutions.
RPMs.
RPMs. Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like, what about...
launch angle.
You're okay.
I don't like launch angle. That's another one. No.
I'm not a fan.
But see, these are real things.
Yeah, but launch angle is stupid because they're saying, like, you're trying to tell me that nobody ever thought to hit a ball at a different angle until, like, five years ago?
But okay.
Come on.
You know, well,
trying to get
it's
always been a thing.
Angle.
They were trying to get on base back then, not
my,
anymore.
So Daniel's starting to play T-ball now.
Okay.
And Momo's not allowed to coach because when I tried to coach, it was a disaster. He just got upset and jealous, like, that I was with other kids, right? So I'm letting the dads coach. Okay.
Okay.
And the first day I tried to show up and explain, oh, if you need any help, I would help you, but it might be bad for my kid. Anyway, the guy's like, no, we're good. We have like four assistant coaches. We have the most qualified Little League T-ball coaching staff ever.
Like who?
Our head coach played professional baseball for 12 years. His name is Mike Belfiore.
Okay? Wow.
12 years, he was in the Diamondbacks. Do you know who the other assistant coach is?
No.
Remember Jimmy Clausen?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Clausen's kid's on our team.
Really?
And he's the assistant coach. And they're teaching Daniel how to hold the bat. And he's showing him a swing with the big launch angle, like a straight up uppercut. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Wow.
Like, it's baseball, not softball, but like, are we teaching launch angle at five?
Right.
Is that what's happening here? And I'm like, shut up, Ramona. Just stay back. Let the dads coach.
Let the dads coach.
Just stay out of it. Stay out of it.
By the way, Cisco Rock says culture. Culture is a term that should be banned.
That should be banned. Spurs culture.
But
Heat culture. Enough. You're right. I agree with that.
Although we have a culture here.
GKB, we're big on culture. So
I'm a big culture
guy. We can't ban that word. I mean, you literally
run the Culture Pop podcast.
That's true. The Culture Pop podcast. You're right. I can't ban the word culture.
Yeah.
But we have a great culture here. Not the GKB way is, I think, transformational. I think this place has been fantastic.
The GKB way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a little like the TB12 way?
No, same thing.
I mean,
the GKB way, they got it going on.
I mean, I'm just saying the way.
These guys got it going
on. That's another thing that could be banned.
Do you want to get the tattoo? I can set it up.
The GKB way?
I have it.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Listen, when you got to kiss the ring,
you
get the tattoo.
You do.
Is it henna?
No, it's ink.
It's real.
It's real. Real. And it's not scrubbing off.
Yeah.
By the way, Scott Kaplan just texted, let's do it tomorrow night. Now, I don't know what that's in reference to.
What is that?
Is that in reference to Momo's Hot Tub or breaking into Mace's? Well, I am going to be in the Valley tomorrow night with Corporate Craig.
Oh, well, there you
I'll
go.
I'll hit the pool for you. Stop I mean, the not Momos. The pool, the hot tub. I'll turn the lights on. We'll get the jets going.
What is now? Is your hot tub a great big hot tub? Or is it a hot tub or is it a jacuzzi?
It's a jacuzzi.
In-ground jacuzzi?
It's in-ground. I have a pool and a hot tub.
How many does it seat?
Like 10 or 12.
Okay. We've got a jacuzzi tub that seats two. That's why we're not allowing company.
I got the Pebble
No,
Tech.
That's not why.
Oh, no, it is.
Well, we already said I was going to sit on your lap and Cappy would be on the other.
Oh, God. Whoa.
So weird. So
and
weird.
Yet you were into it. You were going to let it happen to try to win bit of the year.
Yeah.
And that would have won bit of the year.
I agree with Juan. No way.
Right. I mean, all you got to do is drain the pool afterwards and just get the
yeah. It's
the
not.
Pool guy
I can tell you, it is not
there.
Happening under any circumstances at all.
How about bleach?
No, not.
Unfortunately,
any way.
Cappy was out of town this weekend because we were just going to break in.
You guys can come over tomorrow.
Jump the fence.
I'll be home.
No, not
come
happening.
On over, you
go
come
to
over.
Momo's. Go to Ireland's. Go. There are hot tubs about, all over
why,
town.
How about this? Will you come with us into Momo's hot tub?
Come on.
Or
anytime.
Ireland's
what
hot
night?
Tub. Well, Cappy's saying tomorrow night, but. That's just because we're up here at East Central. But
is it supposed to rain still tomorrow?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But if
I'm sick of the rain. By the way, people say we need it. I don't think we need this much.
Can you still win bit of the year if it's you and me and Cappy still in a hot tub somewhere?
Possibly. Possibly that could win.
I'll put on some music.
What kind of music?
What kind? You guys get to choose.
Little
I
piece,
got one of those little red
little
pill things that you know.
Little baby face?
Whoa. I got floaties.
Yeah,
oh,
imagine
wow.
the picture
I got
of
a floaty.
Us.
Noodles.
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 Yep, the noodles.
I'm holding a rubber ducky, and your hand is on the ducky.
Right.
It's outdoors under the stars.
Oh,
come
there
over
you go.
After. You can come
low
over
key
after.
Sweat going on.
Mace, I will make you sweat. As Keith Sweat once said.
As you do. As you do. All right.
That went off the rails.
Or it went right where it was supposed to go.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to do some Mythical Money.
Don't stumble. It's
coming
okay.
Up
don't
next.
Be nervous.
No, I'm all right.
It's fine.
I'm all right. You know, Saturday's huge for me because I'm playing in the L.A. Poker Classic at Commerce Casino. I'm so excited about this.
I know. You're good.
I am really solid.
You're not fun, though.
It's not
like
a laugh ride. I'm there to win.
I wanted to talk to you and be like, Mace, be Mace. No, he's locked in.
I'm locked in. When I play poker,
glasses on,
focused.
Do you wear headphones now?
I do not. I'm like, not that guy.
You should.
And I'm not glasses guy either.
No.
I don't wear the sunglasses.
Hoodie?
No, I do not pull the hoodie. Yeah, you see these guys. They're like hoodie, earbuds, glasses.
You can't read me.
Yeah, no.
I'm chatty.
So, but I love my partnership with Commerce Casino. Natural for me because, you know, I love poker. And if you played at Commerce Casino and Hotel, you know it is the best poker room in SoCal and legit biggest poker room in the world. You can find any game you want. You can play some limit hold'em or some no limit hold'em. I usually play, last time I went there, I played limit 4-8. 4-8 is about right.
Yeah,
for me.
If you go any lower than that, it's just.
Then it's just everybody's in on every single hand. Get this. Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January alone. They're going to give away $20 million in promotions this year. And if you want to play in the LA Poker Classic, it's going on through March the 3rd. You can jump in there. Maybe I'll see you at the final table. I'm going to be at the final table. It's Commerce Casino and Hotel, the home of Mandy's 3. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
22 minutes in front of 3 o'clock. On a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland, Momo sitting in for John.
She is wildly unimpressed by my TikTok videos that I put
out. Momo?
I'm looking at his TikTok.
We can't hear you.
TikTok.
And how are they?
I mean, you know, it was dog videos.
And what about the other videos?
I mean, I only got through one before we had to come back here.
Yeah, no, my TikTok is going to kick some ass.
I bet.
Scott Kaplan is doubling down in the text that he wants to do a hot tub tour tomorrow night.
A hot tub tour? Multiple hot tubs.
Now, that's more of a summer event. It's raining and cold. Plus, I got dinner with Corporate Craig. I'm taking him to the smokehouse.
I mean, as long as I'm part of the hot tub tour, I'm all in.
You guys can come. I'm up late.
I was looking forward.
I mean, by late, I mean 11
I was looking forward to the smokehouse.
Yeah.
This is
Smokehouse is kind of legendary.
This is a big dinner for Corporate Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Not everyone makes it to the smokehouse with me.
I kind of feel like I'm being made.
Yeah. That's a legendary spot. By the way, 1 week from today, you have to give a speech to introduce me in Ireland.
Right next to the smokehouse.
Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
I need some information, though, because I got Pete Arbogast is not letting me slip around on this. He wants me to pre-write everything.
Is that right?
So I need some information. So this is the 20th year for you guys at ESPN
LA. That is correct.
But when did you start together?
Start together?
Yeah.
We started in April of 2004, so 30 years ago.
Ooh. 2004?
Yeah, that happened.
I'm sorry, 1994.
So that's
the decades blend together for me. 94. So that's 30 years.
You know what? You could look at it as you're really old, or you could look at it as you have great longevity.
And that was in San Diego on 690.
That was on 690. Yeah,
I think that's
great. When we started.
I mean, I started in 2001.
Yeah.
Covering the high schools at the LA Daily News.
The years do add up.
Yeah.
Like
it
or not.
23 years ago. What?
So are you going to sell us up like in big flowery language?
How many people do you think are going to be at this joint?
I think, I have no idea. I've never been to one of these. I don't know what the Southern California Sports Broadcasters parties are like. It's not really a party because it's in the
Can we bring our social media team?
Oh, absolutely. I think you should.
Yeah.
When is it again?
Week from today.
At like 8 a.m.
Oh, it's too early for me.
Yeah, it's too early for me too, but I'll be there.
We'll walk over to the smokehouse after, have a celebratory cocktail.
I am all for it. Although we will have to do a show.
At 9 a.m.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward. I don't know exactly which way I'm going to take this.
I hope you take it.
A lot of people think that at the Mandy's that I've got it scripted. I only have bullet points in front of me. I'm kind of an off the cuff kind of guy. So Pete Arbogast wanting a script.
That's really interesting that he wants a script. I think that means he doesn't trust you.
Well, he doesn't even know me.
Right.
No, I think he just works off a script.
He told me on the phone, I still only listen to Mason Ireland, the rest of the station's unlistenable, I thought that was a shot at me. Since I'm big part of the radio.
He never said
since
that.
Since I'm a big part of the radio station.
Pete I think would not say that.
No, never. Not Pete.
How do you do?
Wow.
How do you do?
I'm not even interested in being there anymore. So, all right, well, I'll take your name off the list, homeboy.
Yeah.
No, Pete's a legend. We love him.
He is. I love Pete.
And I would love to have Pete's voice on this radio station calling USC football.
Yeah.
Why isn't that happening?
What happened
We were very close.
I know, it was very close.
And then happened. Timeline got screwed up.
Do we reconnect?
Well, now that they're good.
Yeah. Well, there's another layer.
Was it because they weren't good?
No, there's another layer there. Yeah.
We were close. We were close.
Yeah, no, almost got it. Almost got it. All right, coming up next, Mythical Money. I promised Mythical Money. Bergman, I had some Mythical Money. First of all, I won Mythical Money on Lakers plus +5 over Utah Saturday night, 5.5.
I still think I beat John Ireland in that bet. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You did beat John Ireland in the bet. Kansas City won. You've already won.
Right, but
he conceded that.
Okay, good.
What was the problem?
There was a big debate. You were like,
no debate.
There was no debate.
Those two teams have to be in the.
That is correct. And no.
And they were not.
That was not the bet. The bet
was
one of these two teams is going to win, take the field. You had the field. The field won. He didn't have Kansas City.
Was not going to win.
So you won.
Okay, I'll take the win.
Yeah, just take the win.
I won both.
You're arguing over getting Mythical Money.
Yeah, you did win the bet. Okay. So there's really
no dispute.
You also
had Trey in the 3-point contest at 5-1. So you lost that. You had $2,000 on that. You have $251,000. Also, Brian finally won a bet.
Hey!
Bet of the year that he
About
won.
Time.
He hit Dame to win the 3-point contest at 3-1. So
Lion
he won
squirrel
$6,000.
Finds a nut.
So why
66K?
So what were the odds on Dame?
3-1.
3-1.
3-1
Yeah.
Nice, Brian.
Hey, slowly but surely.
No. How about All-Star MVP? Anyone have Dame?
Not surely. Slowly.
Yeah. Well, no, back. We didn't bet on it.
Bergman, what you got?
I am currently at 145K, and John's at 128.
All right. So I'm off to a really good start this year.
You are. You'll blow it.
Game of games.
You're right. I did tie in January for game of games.
I mean, you didn't win for like 15 years, and then you just tied.
I was
due.
I was due to get one right.
One outright? Not yet. No, you did. September. Uh-huh. September you won outright.
I won September?
Yeah. That's right.
I thought he tied too. No?
Didn't you backdoor your way into that win? Like somebody else?
I did.
Else,
Tyler Whitman.
Oh, yeah. Screwed me over.
Won it when I needed was gonna win. Somebody else to win. Exactly.
It was between me and Tyler and a tiebreaker, and he was like, throw it so for the bit.
Way to go, Tyler.
There's a name.
That is such revisionist history.
There's a name I've missed hearing.
Yes. Me too. Yeah, me too. I hope he's doing great. Yeah.
I think he is doing great.
He went to Fox.
Yeah.
He's doing great.
Do you think he's editing that Keyshawn podcast? All what is it?
Something, no breaks.
Lots of edits.
By the way, whenever we talk about Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. Coming up next for you, going to do some What's Up, Fool. Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Ten minutes in front of 3 o'clock. On a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland.
The sweet sounds of somebody I don't know.
No, come on. This is easy.
Pablo Cruz.
You probably played this song.
No, pre-me. All the Yacht Rock is pre-me.
It's a big group.
Probably like 1975.
Here comes the hook. Here comes the hook. Okay. No, I think a little bit later, actually. Oh, no, this isn't the hook yet. It's coming in a second.
There's waiting for a hook now.
We're just waiting for a hook, because what else are we going to do?
Yeah, when does the hook get here?
The hook's coming.
The hook is coming.
I know we got
way?
What's Up, Fool, but you know. Yeah, Corporate Gray's been on the air for 3 days straight. He's ready. Here comes the hook on Mason and Ireland. Ambrosia, how much I feel.
Oh, Ambrosia. I never played Ambrosia.
I don't know.
That's so pre-me.
I don't know if you were getting a little Ambrosia payola.
No. No, I got a lot of payola, but never for Ambrosia.
Time for What's Up, Fool.
Fool is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos Hombres.
Did you ask Cranston when you had him on the podcast if he's voicing Mandy's 3?
Yes, he is going to.
You he's didn't, to. I you did didn't ask him, but you are already saying he will.
He is on the new Culture Pop podcast.
Yes.
Apple, Spotify, YouTube.
Voice.
Go check it out.
He just makes everything feel bigger. Even if I didn't know it was Cranston, it just feels bigger when he reads it.
It does.
He's got pipes.
He's got pipes. Speaking of which, here's Bergman.
No, it's Greg has a great voice.
I'm not bagging on Bergman.
Thank you, Morales. I was just waiting for that because that's how we get into it.
I think your voice is okay.
Bergman let's
kill the music for a second.
Let's
go deep. Go hit the lower thing. Like when I do those special reads and it's like, have you lost somebody?
No.
Do you need somebody?
No.
No, Bergman, go low for me. Go low.
Go low? This is how I talk.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But do a little lower. Like you're like, hey, baby, what's going on tonight?
Hey, baby, what's going on?
No, that wasn't great. Bring the music back.
You're putting me on the spot here, man. I got to be in the mode.
Yeah.
I got to be in the mode. All right, anyways, Jordan Spieth was eliminated or was kicked, disqualified is the right word, disqualified from the Genesis Invitational last week because he signed his card wrong. It was the wrong card being signed. Now I'm all flustered. Look, thanks
a lot. Yeah, clearly.
Jesus.
Just say, hey, baby, what's going on?
Hey, baby, what's going on? So, short speech. So he had a 73. He signed it as a 72. He was disqualified.
Disqualified, yes.
He said, math is hard, I guess, and he called it the dumbest rule in all the sports. Is he right? Is this the dumbest rule in all the sports? And as a golfer, Morales, I want to know what you think.
It seems unnecessary to maintain this old school rule of you've got to keep your own card and it's got to be right when you sign it. I just think there are TV cameras on every hole. Do we really need somebody to keep their own score?
Literally on TV, they're keeping score.
Right. So it's on
then
it's
on every
the
website, on every app, they're keeping score.
Exactly.
So I don't get it. It's like the Tiger thing that happened in the Masters in, what was that, 2013? When they say he didn't mark the, it was ridiculous. He didn't draw properly, and he probably would have won that Masters.
Right.
And if he does, that changes a lot of things, maybe moving forward. It's old school, though. The game of golf is an old school game.
And honestly, it's not just golf. This happens in every sport with the lineup cards. Remember, they give you.
Yeah, do they still do lineup cards
in baseball? In baseball, like an actual
card.
Yeah.
An actual card.
You got to send in the lineup card. It's not just electronic or anything, and you have to fill it out right. And if you mess something up or if somebody bats out, like let's say the manager changes the lineup. And then the wrong guy goes, like let's say it's Muncy normally hits, whatever, and then he bats out of order.
Right.
And then he's out.
Yeah.
Like, this is a whole, there's still some analog in sports.
So I was out of the mix here. Was Spieth going to win? Was he in contention when he got DQ'd?
He had a good first round. Yeah. He had a bad second round, but he qualified for
the, he made the cut.
Yeah.
He made the cut. No, I think it's a stupid rule. Time is, I understand it's an old man's game, or it's an old game. And it's an old-fashioned rule, and it's completely antiquated, and I would get rid of it.
But again, he knows the rule.
He does know the rule.
The tradition.
Absolutely.
And it should also be the caddy's responsibility, too.
Yeah.
Well, the caddy did do it, but he just signs it.
Oh.
And he signed it. It was wrong.
It was wrong,
so
when
you're
he
done.
Signed it.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. So he was kind of covering for the caddy there.
Well, I mean, you
well, he
always
said math is hard.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, math is hard. Well,
because he's supposed to look at it,
yeah,
count it all up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dumb rule, I said.
What's up, fool?
Agreed.
Hi, guys. We are officially 1 month away from Dodger baseball.
Yeah.
March 20th. They're going to kick off.
Let's go.
In Seoul, South Korea against the Padres.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my friends have already started to text me. I'm excited for the season. But my question to you guys, when do you really get that itch that it's Dodger baseball time? Was it the offseason when we got Ohtani? Now that we got spring training coming up,
spring
training. First game on Thursday? Or is it next month when we kick off regular season?
Oh, Momo.
Can we get a little like center field or something?
It's like a holy experience.
It is.
For
it really
Momo,
is.
Yeah.
Like, you need to come with me. I'm going this year, March 8th.
Baseball.
I think we're going to do promos. The road to Roberts' redemption.
Oh, yes.
I think
it's
we're
all
doing
about
that.
Dave Roberts.
Oh, the sun came out today. Just get goosebumps. I know it's raining now, but when you
it's
pouring to spring
rain,
training
yep.
and this song plays in my head. It's not always on the radio, but when I hear it, it's like it's baseball season.
Yes.
There's new grass on the field. Anyone can understand.
Now, are you going to spring? Are you going to spring training this year?
Yes.
She just said
every year, March 8th.
March 8th.
Think, coach, come on.
Mace was in listening
today. Come on.
Are you going with all your friends?
All my girlfriends, yeah. It's so
you
fun.
All flop in one hotel room?
Get an Airbnb, and I insist
flop?
On my own room.
It's quite a work.
I'm like I'm the one who's like, I'm a grown woman. I don't share a bed anymore with somebody who I'm not married to.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't share with, no.
Right, I know, I get that.
And my girlfriend, she's like really nice and we're really good friends, but she started snoring a few years ago.
How long are you going to spring training for?
A couple of nights. Yeah. Going on a Friday, probably back on a Monday.
I keep saying to Travis
so
Rogers and I want to go to spring training and do the shows from there.
He'll share a room with you. He's cheap.
No. We're
still
past that stage in our lives.
Yeah. Not sharing a room.
Yeah.
Bergman, are we actually going to do the thing that we talked about doing?
Yeah,
or
I
are we not
to
allowed
it.
To mention the thing that we talked about doing?
I think we can try. It's not going to happen
they have
this
road
year.
Games.
Maybe next year.
They have road games in spring training.
Gotta
they don't
road.
Always play in Glendale.
Got to play road games.
You got to do it from the parking lot of a road game.
Now, we were talking about doing it for the opener, like in the middle of the night, because they start at 3 a.m.
3 a.m., yeah.
Who does?
The Dodgers, because they're playing in Seoul.
In Seoul, in the middle of the night?
Why don't we go live at 3 a.m.?
That's what I say.
We're talking about
Bergman
it.
Says it's too late. It's like, no, all you need
what
is
are you talking
3
about?
a.m.
It was my idea.
In the clock.
I remember when he came into me and said, like, and I said, yeah, we should do that.
Why are you trying to throw me under the bus with a lie?
No, you just said there's not enough time. You literally said
no,
that
oh,
right
th-
before.
Oh, you're talking about, I thought you were saying going to
no,
spring
no,
training.
No, no, no. I'm oh, talking no, yeah, about the all-night show.
You're oh, going yeah. to do the all-night show?
Yeah, I'm going to do the all-night show.
Mace, come to spring training with us.
Or in
we'll,
the studio
we'll get you extra tickets.
In studio,
no,
yeah.
You've got to come in studio.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming
I'm
in studio.
Here. Never mind.
Yeah. 3 a.m., count me in.
Yeah, he won't be on the air next day. You'd be like, yeah, you oh, gotta, all right, somebody
you
fill
do,
in the show.
You got to do that, and then you got to come back and do your show.
Fine, I'll do it. I'll sleep in the production studio
team
like
player.
You always do.
That's a team player right yeah. there. Culture.
It's a great culture here. You're right.
Yeah.
What's up,
What's
fool?
What's up, fool?
Yeah. One more for you. So today is National Love Your Pet Day.
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to give your pet a little extra love than on the everyday basis?
Well,
is
it possible? For you.
You know, I don't know. My dogs are so unbelievably pampered. They have everything they could possibly want. They have all the toys. They have all the food. Yeah. They have all the treats. I think every day is Love Your Pet Day at my house. I don't know what else I would do beyond what I'm already doing. But I do. In fact, did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
I watched the first two. I didn't see this
the
week.
Last one was pretty good.
Sunday Nights was the
I
funniest one of the
one.
Year.
Okay, I funniest saw the one about the voting in Georgia.
Yeah.
That was still, really funny.
That's an ongoing story that's going to
okay.
keep going.
But, okay, it's really
but
funny.
Leon has just a great episode from Sunday okay. Night. And they talked about somebody overreacting to their dog passing away. And I'm like, you don't understand. When you don't have kids, and I don't, those dogs are like my kids. Our friend Sue Kalinske, my partner on the Culture yeah. Pop podcast, lost her dog, Tucker. He was 17 years old.
Wow, it's a good run.
Just passed away over the weekend, or they had to do the thing that you have to do when your dog gets really old. And, you know, she's broken up, and I totally get that.
Yeah, I totally get it.
So give your pet a little. Now, you've got a dog.
Yeah.
What will you do different? I forget. Your dog's name is?
Copper.
Copper, that's right. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe stop by In-N-Out, get a little puppy patty. You know what I'm
oh,
saying?
Oh,
hey.
A little extra something.
In-N-Out burger. I like
they
that.
Have those. They have puppy
yeah,
patties.
Patty
yeah.
no salt.
Yeah, and they have the Flying Dutchman, which you could use as that too if you want.
What is that?
It's just meat and cheese.
Oh.
Yeah. Bergman, what are
that
you,
was my
what
favorite
are you
part
do
of
for Lola?
Rams training camp, by the way. Last year, the Flying Dutchman, when it was
oh, yeah, when
dripping
we were going to
mouth.
The. We were doing the bit about the grilled onion oh. topped. By, and Cappy and I did it. Corporate Greg and I did it.
Yeah.
Rams training camp is a great time.
It is fun. It is fun.
It is. I'll go to the pet store and get her an extra bone.
Extra bone.
How about one of those ones mobile pet spas?
She's bath. That's a good idea.
They hate that.
Oh, they don't like it.
Oh, yeah. They hate that
but
when the guy
smell good.
Pulls up and does the. They're terrified when that guy pulls
yeah.
up in the van.
Terrified. But
they hate
they
that.
Smell
that's
good.
The last thing I'm
I like
do.
To. I like to brush my cats. They like that. And then they start, you know, and you get all the hair off because they got long haired cats.
Yeah. Those are just cats. All right.
Next. Oh, man.
That's all I got for you.
Is that all you got? No, I understand cat people love their cats.
It's different than dogs, though.
It
they're
is
not,
different.
They're not quite as...
lovable?
Oh, they're lovable, but they're independent, too. They just kind of keep to themselves.
Mm.
Our cat used to get
them, if you can leave a cat for 4 days, they don't need you.
Yeah, they don't really.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, I read that former tight end Jimmy Graham
yeah.
is about to do something crazy. I'll tell you what it is. Coming up next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my friend Jacob Imrani, who's going to be here, I think, in about 45 minutes for Game of Games. If you get into an accident with a commercial van or truck or an 18-wheeler, do not try to deal with the insurance company on your own. Trust me. Last thing you want to do is the next day accept their final or their first offer that they call you with. Those commercial drivers, they all have special licenses to operate the vehicles, and they also have to log their daily activity with their employer. So if you're injured in an accident caused by an 18-wheeler or a commercial vehicle, you got to call Jacob. Jacob and his team know what to look for, whether the driver has driven too long without a brake or the load he was carrying was unbalanced. There are so many ways Jacob's team can hold the commercial vehicle company responsible. And by doing that, you're able to get the medical care and the settlement that you deserve, not the one the insurance company wanted you to accept 12 hours after the accident happened. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.